Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So, how do we know your people will come through? If we strike at our target and your forces leave us hanging, that will be very inconvenient.
We can secure a system so that both teams act on the same order simultaneously, regardless of the distance.
You can do that.
Dwarnian technology. Give us a list of targets on San Ramos, and we will hit every one of them. It is we who should worry about your capabilities.
Imdala will be a crater.
This is Rift, Radio Free Telemachus, as always, broadcasting from the debris cloud surrounding the planet. If you're only now joining us, a few hours ago, we received audio of the regime's own Major General Frederick planning a series of airstrikes on San Ramos, the biggest city on Telemachus.
And Himdala, a densely populated city in Dwarnian space. Several experts in xenolinguistics have called in to say that the other two voices on the recording sound like highly educated Middle Plains Dwarnians.
Meaning government.
We can't know. It does sound that way.
No time frame yet on the coming attack. Worse, from what we know up here, it looks like San Ramos is in the middle of a widespread blackout, which, factor in the severely bugged phone system, and it means there's not much communication in or out. If you're hearing this on your shortwave radio, please help us get the word out. And if you're on your way to San Ramos, either divert course or...
Understand the risk you're taking.
Should we get Captain Tripathi?
Why? The, cremation was supposed to leave chunks of bone like that, right?
Juniper, can you not say it like... I think so. Everything I could find said so.
Besides, I don't think we could drag the captain out of the cockpit. I wouldn't want to be between her and Telemachus right now.
It still feels like someone should say a few words. McCabe?
What could you possibly want me to say?
You saved her.
I don't want to hear it.
We shouldn't have let them watch.
They said they wanted to.
Well, we shouldn't have listened.
At some point, you have to trust when a person tells you they can handle something. And just be there to support them if they can't.
Is that so?
I'm way too tired to fight you right now.
I don't want to fight.
There's a first.
Fight.
Sorry. Reflex.
Look, you were right.
What?
I have no goddamn business being here. I keep running it through my head what I should have done when that guard drew a gun on me, and there's nothing. I've got nothing. All I did was throw you off your game.
Junie.
If I hadn't been there, if you'd been able to focus on your mission, maybe you could have gotten out without McCabe killing their friend.
We have no way of knowing that.
What happened on Martineau? It's on me.
It's on everyone. And no one. And most of all, it's on that guard for buying into a system that would have seen us all killed or worse.
You don't think I should be here, and you know it. Look, if we get out of this, I'll go back to Goat Planet, okay? I'll try to find some way to actually be useful. Just...
What?
Come visit me sometime?
Of course. Hey, let's get out of here. It's like a million degrees.
We're really firing on every thruster to get to San Ramos, huh?
Yeah.
Violet, what the hell are we gonna do when we get there?
Thank you. Shortwave radio transmission. Ignatius Campbell to Dr. Sylvia Robinson.
Hey, can it wait?
Sorry if I woke you.
No, I'm just extremely busy with this wave of protest wounds, not to mention that the
power's out.
Yeah.
Even the traffic cameras were off. What are the odds the entire grid failed at once?
What are the odds the regime turned off the lights because they're about to do something they don't want the rest of space to see?
Reach out on shortwave. Start spreading the word for folks to stay home today and stay by the radios.
This really...
Doc, can I get back to you in 5? A ship's landing across the street.
Hey, Forge Campbell. Sorry, we tried to call ahead.
So the regime attacks the Dwarnians. Some subset of the Dwarnians attack us. And both camps get the war they've been after?
Got it in one. If you need a minute...
Wish I was surprised. Wish I still had that.
And you have proof?
Audio of Major General Frederick arranging the whole damn thing. Just no way to spread the word far enough, fast enough.
Stay on the line. We'll figure this out.
Gretch, Brian, good to see you.
The Iris 2 isn't here yet, is it?
What?
It's all over your faces, dude. Captain Tripathi and the rest of the crew were way closer to Telemachus than we were. They should be here, and they aren't.
Maybe they took the secret door like we did last time, through the rubble. If you fly it careful, that can be a real slowdown.
If they're not flying carefully, it's a permanent slowdown.
Any chance they landed in a port and they're stuck in line?
Oh, we picked up some radio chatter from the ports on our way here. The regime agents are down to a skeleton crew, and they were way more concerned with people leaving the planet. Whoever's left has eyes on the exits, not the entrances.
Besides, if the captain and the rest were just waiting for processing, they would have radioed.
Brian, you think I'm not worried? About Sanaa, about Violet and her sister? Even McCabe? The fact is, we can't think about that. We don't have time. We need to find a way to evacuate San Ramos.
The largest remaining human city in the galaxy.
That's the one.
Without power.
In the meantime... we've got a network of solar-powered shortwave radios for arranging protests and spreading news too sensitive to share on Rift. Everyone's got 3 names to call. I say altogether, it can reach maybe a third of the city.
If everyone we contact reaches out to all their friends and family, even the ones who aren't political...
let's say half? Not enough.
Better than nothing.
Before we start calling, I want to be 100% clear on what we're telling them to do. Otherwise, the only thing we're spreading is panic.
Agreed. Let's be systematic.
How many people can the city bomb shelters take?
Not everything from the last war is still operational. Counting the tunnels, I'd say we could pack in maybe 20% of the population.
So shelters are a last resort for people who can't make it out of the city.
It'll probably be best if folks could get off planet.
You said the ports were understaffed, right? With a good distraction, we might be able to overwhelm them.
Hippocratic Oath's a little bendier than I remember, Doc.
They're already watching the exits. A disturbance at the ports is going to draw out whatever regime presence still here. We can't afford that.
So the message is to leave the city, not the planet. But do we tell people what's going on? Do we say who's doing the bombing?
We have to, right? There's going to be another war with Dwarnians unless folks know the regime's behind it.
It'll slow the evac down.
The body count of a Dwarnian war is going to be so much higher than an attack on any one city, even San Ramos.
What good will a warning do if most people don't even believe you? The regime working with their worst enemy?
Well, you both bought it in under a minute, Doc.
Yeah, but we've been following all this for years. We're dead inside.
Besides, there's probably going to be a second Dwarnian war no matter what. Remember, the IGR is attacking Himdala, too, unless Thazia's people can stop it.
We sent our footage out to Rift. I think for now, we focus on reducing the body count as much as we can, get the story straight later. There'll be time to do that, but only if people live.
Right then. Doc, we got some calls to make.
Keep me in the loop.
Shortwave radio transmission. Arkady Patel to Madge Ferguson. Hi, is this Madge?
Who's asking?
I'm calling on behalf of Irene Wells.
Irene?
Got taken 9 days ago. Yeah. I'm filling in for her on shortwave. Ignatius Campbell's idea.
Tell me there's an action today.
The action is get the hell out of San Ramos. An aerial attack is coming.
An aerial attack? Are you positive?
Wish I wasn't. We don't know when, but we need our people to tell everyone they know, take everyone they can, and disperse out of the city.
My doctor said I shouldn't fly. Something boring about my blood pressure.
Anyone who can't get airborne should seek their nearest bomb shelter.
I'll pass that along.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Madge Ferguson to Esperanza Vasquez.
Madge, is there an action today?
I need you to get your family out of San Ramos, kid.
What?
An air attack's coming. Spread the word to leave the city or seek shelter, and then do the same.
Shit. You sure?
Yeah, Esperanza. I'm sure. Is he old enough to fly yet?
Yeah, but he's a shit pilot. Sorry, I had to.
You didn't.
He should be fine in the ship.
Go. Call the rest, and then you and Della and the baby get out of here.
Got it.
Shortwave radio transmission. Esperanza Vasquez to David Parker.
Hey, I'm on night shift right now.
You brought your radio to work?
So we can have charming conversations like this one.
Listen to me, David. This is very, very important.
Hey, you, clerk. Can you tell me where to find the...
No.
I'm gonna talk to your manager.
Okay. You better be serious.
An air attack's coming. Call your three and tell them to leave the city or seek shelter. And then, get out of here. Need a ride?
Thanks, but I've got one.
Good. Get going.
I'm at work.
Work is about to be a hole in the ground!
I guess in that case I quit?
Thank you.
Hey!
Shortwave radio transmission. David Parker to Yuri Nakamura. Hey, Yuri. How's your hot wiring?
At this point, I could hand you the reins to the very chariot that pulls the sun.
Great. Go down to the nearest dealership and grab something that can take 30. There's going to be an airstrike on San Ramos. We need to get out of here and go remote.
Who?
I don't...
Is it the Dornians or the government? Friend, you know it's one or the other.
I have no idea. I just know it's coming. Everyone who can't disperse out of San Ramos needs to seek shelter.
Head to the south dockyards. Call your half of the usuals and wait for my ship.
How will I know which one's yours?
It'll be the prettiest.
No shit. Take care.
See ya.
Shortwave radio transmission. Yuri Nakamura to Ignatius Campbell.
Have you heard?
Yeah, dude. I got a spot with your name on it in the nicest ship I can hotwire. You in?
Well, thank you. Extend the honor somewhere else.
You sure?
I've got a lot of work to do.
Right. Best of luck.
Have we covered everybody circled on the tree?
We have.
Anything from Sana and the others?
You would have been the first to know.
We need to find a way to reach more people than shortwave. I'm going to start going door to door.
Too bad we can't talk to everyone with a radio.
Actually, we might be able to.
How?
What would San Ramos do if there was a disaster? A hurricane or a terrorist attack?
They'd use the emergency alert system.
The EAS overrides all radio and cable. It'd reach everybody with a device that runs on battery.
It'd reach the regime galoots stationed here, if they believed the warning.
Either they stay and help the evacuation, or they turn and run. In which case, they leave the ports open.
Good. How do we set it off with no juice?
Could we hook it up to Forger Campbell's van engine?
That's Sana's department, but we can try. The signal relay would be in a government building, one with a radio tower.
The office of the governor. Could you make it happen?
I cannot overstate how much the EAS is just a button you push.
I have to imagine the building would be under heavy guard, though.
Do we have a way of knowing that's still true? Looks like the regime took a lot of their forces off planet.
One way to know. Shortwave transmission. Ignatius Campbell to Madge Ferguson.
Ignatius. Your friend called. I'm just packing up for the shelter.
Do you still live on the top floor of the Keefe building?
Yeah.
Can you get a line of sight on the office of the governor?
Sure. Decent view when the back's acting up and I need something to flip off.
How's the look around there?
Big crowd of people swarming. Some guys in jeeps. Barricade in the street, looks like.
Damn. Thanks.
See you on the other side.
The governor's gathering up a crowd.
Shit. Any cover that might have gotten us in has been blown for months, and there's no time for new credentials. Do we try storming the building? Maybe with the right distraction.
There's four of us, and any backup is getting the hell out of the city proper right now.
Do we need to breach the big fancy office for this, or could First Mate Patel hack us in someplace else?
I could record my own message and patch it through, but to reach the whole city, I need an antenna. A big one.
The regime closed down most local radio, scrapped the stations for parts.
Most? What'd they leave?
Vaughn University still has one. To the best of my knowledge, they're the only one.
Gotta train the new generation of propagandists somewhere.
The jump ship won't take four.
My van's parked this way.
All right, let's get this show on the road. Can I drive?
Human roads crash with human traffic laws. I'm driving.
Less fun in two dimensions anyway. What was...
Accept transmission.
Where are you at?
Captain!
Sanaa.
Sorry about the delay. We ran into some...
Just get to Vaughn University on State and Liberty, okay? We're all meeting at Vaughn University.
Sounds good. Can't wait. Great to kind of hear your voice.
Is... Are the others okay?
We will be.
Get here really goddamn soon, okay? What's that shape up there? Too opaque for a cloud.
You're right.
I see them!
Crash, for the love of God, stay down.
No.
Lights are out. And anyway, this is a college campus. People see a Dornian looking somebody around here, they'll assume they've been up studying too late.
Or that it's the drama department.
Is that true?
I sure am willing it to be.
My crew!
Hey, Crash, where are... Ooh. Good to see you.
Good to see you!
What the...
come see the drama department's new staging of Midsummer, where all the Fae are played by folks dressed as Dwarnians.
Whoa. Deep.
No, it's not.
What does that actually say?
Please... You made me go to that experimental jazz thing. Don't pretend that
I should not have run. Hi.
Hi, Ryan. Great to see you again.
Hey, Captain.
Hi. We don't really have time to...
I know. Should be mad you came back in the middle of all this, but God. Glad you're here.
Me too. Arcady, are you coming?
Campbell forgot to put the van in park. Hi, everyone. Pilot. Missed you. So much.
You too.
Mind if I just don't let go for a while?
Hold on as long as you want.
Hi. I'm...
Juniper. I know. Good to meet you. Hey, Sanaa. McCabe, how
I'm
are...
I'm fine.
So what are we doing here? What's the plan?
Everybody on the ship. I'll explain. So, here's the plan. We use Campbell's van to power the university antenna, use the antenna to patch me into the emergency alert system, use the EAS to intercept anyone with a battery-powered radio or screen, and send a message to either find shelter or evacuate.
All right. We have a... Let's call it a setback.
What?
The van engine won't do it. For an antenna like this, we'd need a generator the size of...
What?
This ship.
You're saying hook up the power from the ship life support systems?
The Iris 2 is essentially a huge flying battery. I think I could do it.
If you turn the ship into a generator, would you be able to turn it back?
That part's... harder.
So, we're taking a ship that could easily move 60 people out of the city... and tying it to the ground.
We have to do it, right? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but
I don't think we're gonna find something else that can handle this kind of power.
This ship was our way out. Our jump ship can only carry 3, and even that's a tight fit.
If we can use it to send a message to the rest of the city.
Yeah, I know.
So we put it to a vote. All in favor of converting the ship, hands up. Thank you. All opposed?
Can I abstain?
Yeah. Thank you for taking this risk, everyone. We have a lot of work ahead of us.
We got the parts you asked for, Captain.
Thank you. Set them down over there.
Will do.
Where are we at?
I'd say 2 hours to go. How's the distraction?
Brian is reciting a poem, and Krej is ribbon dancing. Kind of.
Great. The busker ploy. Nobody looks hard at buskers. Too afraid of being asked for change. Where's McCabe?
They said they wanted to scout the perimeter.
In the dark?
I think they just want space.
You need anything else?
Time.
Made you a sandwich.
How?
I keep a bug out bag in the trunk. It's extensive.
Thanks. Set it there.
When's the last time you ate?
I don't appreciate these trick questions.
Sanaa, this isn't you.
If we don't get the signal out in time because I was eating a sandwich...
You can chew and work. Please.
All right.
Captain, what can I get you?
Nothing. I think it's done. I think we're done.
Half an hour ahead of schedule.
Get Arcady. She was gonna send the message.
Arcady got tired of waiting for McCabe and took the van after them. Do we wait?
Every second we lose...
Yeah.
I can do it.
Juniper, are you sure?
I interned for a news station. I've heard EAS bulletins all the time.
How often?
On Lovelace, they ran at any time a suspect was on the loose. One time it was, well...
Me.
Point being, emergency alerts are firm in my mind.
Have you heard the message for an air attack before?
No, I haven't. And it's been years since war. I'm guessing people either won't notice if it's different or Felicium, I don't know, the protocol got updated. I just need to sound like I know what I'm talking about. That's half of broadcast journalism anyway. Fi, I'm good at this.
It's taking a risk.
That's kind of what we do. Patching you over in 3, 2, 1.
This is the emergency alert system. An aerial attack is imminent. Please evacuate the city in a calm and orderly manner. If you are unable to do so, please report to your nearest functional bomb shelter. Este es el sistema de alerta de emergencia. Un ataque aéreo es inminente. Por favor, evacúen la ciudad de forma tranquila y ordenada. Si no son capaces de hacerlo, por favor, preséntense al refugio antiaéreo funcional más cercano.
This is the emergency alert system.
And we've got it.
Attack is
imminent. Oh, thank God.
Please evacuate.
Looks like they got it working.
Yeah.
Get in the van, McCabe. Thanks for scouting the area.
You're not gonna try to talk to me, are you?
What?
I know Captain Tripathi told your half of the crew what I did. I don't need you, of all people, trying to contort what I did into some rebel fable. I'm all right, okay? Nobody needs to worry about me. I am goddamn fine.
Fair enough. You know, I've been losing time.
What?
A few seconds, here or there. I'll look up from where I am and not know how I got there.
What does Violet think?
Haven't told her. Haven't told anyone. Can't be good, and everyone's already got their shit, so I've just been trying to ignore it.
How's that going?
Turns out, it does something to you when you pack everything way down inside and pretend it can't hurt you.
Don't look at me like that. Everyone you know is on your side. You have no idea what it's like to pull the trigger on your best friend.
No idea. McCabe, I thought you read my file. I was one of the goddamn 7-7s. Do you really think the regime didn't send any of them after me when I went on the run?
How did you get through it?
I killed them, McCabe. I thought that was obvious.
No, I mean, how did you...
Drinking, mostly. Sarcasm. I'm not saying handle it how I did. Jesus, don't do that.
It feels so bad. How can it be the right thing when it feels this bad?
Would you feel better if you'd let your friend take you all into custody? March you straight to Zone Z?
I don't know.
See, I think you do know. Sometimes you don't get the luxury of a choice that's gonna leave you feeling good. Doesn't mean there aren't degrees. People say lesser of two evils like it's damning, but shit, less evil, always preferable.
There's nothing you can say that will...
I think... Sanaa would say it's allowed to hurt.
It doesn't seem to need permission.
Yeah.
Hey, you're back.
They're here. What's our next step?
Just got off a short wave with the shelter on 29th and Jackson. It's a no-go.
What's left?
From what I hear, all the shelters are full up.
In a way, that's good news.
Just not for us.
Last resort time. There's a stretch of subway in Uptown that doesn't connect to anything. They never finished building it. A buddy told me you can get down there through the manhole cover on 2nd and Chavez. Assuming it's not underwater and assuming he wasn't full of shit.
Yeah.
Sanaa, keys.
Where's Juniper?
And Krej. And Brian.
Other room.
Hey, folks, you made it.
What is that?
We took a brief detour to the school communications lab. It did a little light
looting.
Yup.
Okay, everybody in the van, now.
Captain, would you mind dropping off me and Krej at our jump ship? We've got the beginnings of a plan.
This is Radio Free Telemachus reporting, as we always do, from somewhere inside the old wartime debris surrounding Telemachus.
A wave of ships have begun to evacuate San Ramos, some heading off Telemachus entirely, and we're starting to receive messages from people that have made it out.
Many say they've heard an official emergency broadcast warning of an incoming offensive on San Ramos and urging them away from the city.
This contradicts our earlier transmissions in which intercepted audio seemed to suggest a government conspiracy between regime top brass and some Dwarnian officials.
Our bad on that one. Maybe.
Maybe. We'll continue to report on the story as it develops. And in the meantime, here's Moonchaser by Creature to Creature. And we're out.
I still think something's up, Kes.
Me too, but we need to head where
incoming
the facts...
call from unknown number. Incoming call from
Ahoy, hoy. Krej speaking.
Krej. The... Krej.
I've been waiting my whole life for someone to call me a V. Anyway, we're just calling to say, special delivery.
Krej, love, when you say that to people who don't know you, it's kind of ominous.
Fair point. Look, we got a doohickey that'll beef up your signal to the rest of space, help us spread word of what's really happening and why. We'll deliver the booster to you, and a full exclusive account of the evac. All we need are your coordinates.
How do we know you are who you say you are?
Quick, ask us anything only we would know.
I mean, Krej could do the Dwarnian J, but without some really specific training, it won't land on your ear as anything special.
Tell you what, we tell you where we are, and in exchange, you do something for us.
What could we possibly... Oh, how's this? You need someone on the ground on Telemachus reporting on the attack. We happen to know someone who hasn't evacuated, with media training.
Science Officer Liu's gonna hate this!
Juniper's gonna love it. We need this connection.
Fair enough.
Great. Sending you our coordinates. You can drop off your booster and we'll hand off some recording equipment for Juniper.
So we're flying back to San Ramos?
Weren't we always, bud?
16 more blocks and we're there.
Does anybody else hear that?
Hear what?
That humming. Dwarnian bomber ships make a really specific sound. Shit. Why do their bombs still sound exactly the same?
Arcady?
Arcady? Drive!
The Strange Case of Starship Iris, Episode 8, Signs and Signals, starring
Julia Morizawa as Piper Tanaka,
Lucille Valentine as Kestrel Colvin,
Jackie Andrews as RJ McCabe,
Cindy Chu as Violet Liu,
Ray Tay as Juniper,
Ricky Harris as Ignatius Campbell,
Angelique Lazarus as Dr. Robinson,
Rukmini Desai as Sanaa Tripathi,
Jamie Price as Brian Jeter,
Brittany Lefebvre as Krej,
Ishani Kanatkar as Arcady Patel,
Ella Womersley as ELLA,
L.W. Salinas as Madge,
Isa Ramos as Esperanza Vasquez,
Dorian as David Parker,
Yudo Kuroki as Yuri Nakamura,
Ella Moria Seat as The Customer,
Kay Watson as Student 1,
Ari Delin as Student 2,
Sound Design, Mixing, and Editing by Hannah Cross and Aaron Bauman,
directed by Rachel Kellum,
written by Jessica Best. Opening credits music is Fear for the Storm, written by Jessica Best and S.E. Winters, and performed by Kyron Starr with Aaron Bauman on vocals. Ending credits music is Rocket Science by David Devereaux of Tin Can Audio.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.